This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
We've got a very special guest with us. It's
Parliamentary
fantastic.
Secretary and MP for Dandenong, Gabrielle Williams. Hello, Gabrielle.
Hello, lovely to be here.
So during the week, midweek actually, the Health Minister, Jill Hennessy, put out a media release and launched a very bold plan in Victoria to eliminate new HIV infections in Victoria by 2020. Is that right, Gabrielle? Is that possible?
That's right. That's right. And this further entrenches our commitment to better support people living with HIV and other high-risk communities. And really, to be more specific, it does this through improving our prevention, the treatment, and as I said, support, and also through reducing stigma that attaches to living with HIV.
And of course, stigma is one of the key factors that actually prevents people from seeking help.
That's right.
And getting treatment. So if we tackle stigma, we actually might get more people engaged in our treatment and support
Absolutely.
Services.
So, exactly, you know, those of us who lived through the Grim Reaper era and saw people we know and love die, this is unbelievable. I mean, people would say, I never ever thought we would get to this point where a government was bold enough to even
Say that it's possible to eliminate
this,
infections.
Yeah. That's right. So, you know, tell us about the journey and what it is that's brought us to this point.
Look, I think, as I said, I think this builds on a number of initiatives this government has pushed to both improve and build greater respect and support for the LGBTI communities and some of the issues that overwhelmingly affect those communities. But in terms of this particular initiative, it comes on the back of a significant consultation process during 2015 and 16, and really importantly, includes the voices of those people living with or affected by HIV. Those voices have been absolutely central to the development of this strategy, and I think that's really important in terms of the messages that have come out of the strategy, the fact that it seems to really resonate with members of the community, and hopefully picks up on some of those key messages that were contributed as a part of that consultation process. It also came with some dollars attached, which we all always like to hear. And this isn't just about saying it's our aim or objective or, you know, far-reaching kind of hope that one day we might be able to eliminate new HIV transmissions. It came with a significant financial commitment to doing that in an investment of $1.2 million to establish a Victorian HIV research consortium to progress some of these key research areas that will hopefully lead to a vaccine or a cure.
So, you know, let's say in 20, 30, 50 years' time, we won't have World AIDS Day.
Wouldn't that be great?
I mean, you know, we might need to remember people who suffered and died in the past, but, you know, I just think it's absolutely astounding. And I really commend the government for moving on this, because it remains a very challenging issue within our community, a very painful personal issue for people. And as you said, stigma is still there, even
That's right.
though knowledge has increased, it's still there.
That's right. And as long as it's still there, then we still have a job to do. I think initiatives like these are really important to ensuring that we minimise stigma so that we can ensure that people are getting the best treatment, the best support possible as they move through difficult times in their lives.
Yeah. Gabrielle, I've noticed that the Victorian government has actually spent a fair bit of money on, I'm taking photos of you as we're speaking, but has spent a fair bit of money on PrEP. Do you know much about the take-up rates? Has it actually begun to actually show some dividends? dividends?
Yeah, it has begun to show some dividends. We've seen this year so far new transmissions decline. I mean, obviously we like to look at these things over time, but, you know, the initial indications are that it is having a significant impact, and it's obviously a significant part of our strategy to assisting people in better managing HIV and also into that prevention space as well. So I think it's one that already is showing some really bright signs.
Yeah, fantastic. Mm-hmm. And tell us a little bit more about this research initiative. So what do we know about that, or is it still early days?
Still fairly early days, but we know that we have a lot of bright minds across, you know, the research space, but also the clinical space and other social and community organisations that have poured a lot of time and effort into furthering our research work in this area. So this is really about injecting a significant dollars into further building those partnerships with among, particularly in biomedical research and other social research.
I was going to say behavioural research, because over, you know, I guess thinking back a little bit, you know, one of the issues was how do you actually tackle hard to reach group. The figures That's went right. the wrong way for a while, and the whole safe sex kind of message had to be reframed, rethought through for a new group of people who kind of had that sense, well, you know, HIV is not a death sentence anymore. I don't need to worry too much about things. There'll be a drug that cures it. You know, it's a bit like my son who, you know, when he got a great big tattoo, I said, what if you don't like it in a few years' time? He said, and you know what he said? He said, they'll invent something to get rid of it that's easy. I mean, there is a little bit of that kind of attitude that, you know, you don't have to worry because medical technology and new discoveries move so quickly, it's not a problem. So, so you know, in terms of the research, the social dimensions?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Mm. And look, that notion of investigation into behavioural sort of or behavioural obstacles, if you like, has been really important to for us to learn, and it's embedded in this strategy, how we make our health system more flexible and responsive to the needs of people living with HIV or those at risk, so that we are through our own system encouraging people to get to be tested, to get treatment, and to find the support that they need to work through that time.
Fantastic. I also dug out a media release put out by the Victorian AIDS Council, and Simon Ruth, who's the CEO of the Victorian AIDS Council, does say that he applauds the strategy and certainly welcomed the involvement of community-controlled organisations in its development. But one of the important points that he makes is about the role of equality, and the government affirms that in Victoria, equality is not negotiable. Mm. Now, that's a really interesting point. What's that got to do with HIV is my question.
Look, I think it's represented in the strategy that notion of equity and equality very heavily. For example, the strategy is the first in Australia to include both women as well as trans and gender diverse people as priority populations
in Australia.
Yeah, that's right. So that's about also recognising that there's the intersection of gender and gender identity with other socioeconomic factors means that you know there's a greater risk of harm for some people in our community. So to take that step forward and say this ties into our gender equality in a far deeper way than just talking about a clinical issue.
Yes.
It's about understanding that these things are interrelated, that there's a range of intersection points, which means that we need to try and make sure that we're bridging those gaps and that we're making sure these vulnerable communities are getting the sorts of support, the tailored support they need.
Yeah. So I'm going to go back to the original point, and that is really about the boldness of this strategy. Mm. I mean, is it realistic to say that by 2020,
Is it just another Bob Hawke, you know, no child will live in poverty?
I suppose that's what I'm asking.
How realistic is it?
Look, I think it is in the sense that we've already made quite significant gains. I mean, we're building on those targets of the 90-90-90 targets, and I'm not sure if you're familiar with those, but it's, you know, 90% of those with HIV know their status, 90% of those with HIV are on treatment, and 90% have an undetectable viral load. Now, we've already hit a 90% target in knowing status.
Oh, wow.
So that's quite you know, impressive and a great step forward.
But the last 10% is always the
resistant ones,
that's
aren't
right.
they?
That's
okay,
right.
So we've got 3 years to achieve this target.
That's right. And, you know, and we've set ourselves bolder targets by looking at a 95-95-95 target by 2030, or hopefully sooner if we can.
Mm. Mm. Look, I think that's fantastic. I think the government should be congratulated for pulling
absolutely.
This together.
Absolutely, and these issues are not always the most popular. They're not always going to be sort of top of the pops, and you'll have people saying, oh, you know, why are you doing this and not getting people off waiting
lists. But it's important to our community.
But it's absolutely critical. It's a major public health, and you're right, it's a justice and equality issue as well. So
absolutely.
Fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Thank you for coming in this morning. Thank you for your time. I know you've had to travel all the way from Dandenong. In future,
it's not that far, Tess.
No, look, it's not. It's not. And with the train system, the train's actually quite quick from what
it
I
is.
Understand.
Yeah.
It's getting quicker.
It is getting quicker.
We hope
you want me to talk about level crossing removals as well.
Well, let's keep that for another conversation. But we'd love you to come in again. If you've got time, we'd love to have you come in.
Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe even co-host a show with us. It's always great to do that. We've had we have had other MPs do that occasionally. So if you're up for it, we'll we'll set up a time and have you in again.
Like me.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.